You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders spent spring break in Cocoa Beach, Florida. There, against a backdrop of sand and surf, he became the father of the bride, a rite of passage he put into words.
Finally, the day of the wedding arrived, though it still seemed as if the appointed time might never come. We got dressed well ahead of time, in casual attire, and then walked over to the pier on which the ceremony would take place. At 4 p.m., my oldest daughter, Casey, would marry Jeff Willett and take his last name. A longtime family friend and preacher would perform the simple ceremony, while about 40 or so family and friends attended. At last, the appointed hour arrived. Everyone except the bride, who, as tradition dictated, remained hidden, made their way through a confusing labyrinth of restaurants that anchor one end of the pier. Mid-afternoon beer drinkers, gazing at NASCAR on flat-screen televisions, turned their heads as we ambled through. I was instructed by the wedding planner to stay by the door. Casey's stepfather, Lynn, and I would each escort her from that door to the bamboo arch set up for the ceremony at Cocoa Beach, Florida. Her younger sister, Mare, arrived first. She was the bridesmaid, of course, and would precede us down the pier. She wore a crimson dress and looked glamorous. I called her Goose when she was growing up, though I rarely do so anymore. Ironically, since Jeff, the groom, knew her when she was a young teenager, he's the only one who can still get away with using that nickname. Then Casey arrived, looking more beautiful than ever. Of course, I'm supposed to say that, being the proud father of the bride. But she glowed down to her bare feet. I worried to myself about her getting a splinter walking down the pier, but kept quiet. Her dress was perfect, simple, sleeveless, pearl white, knee high. I have never seen her look happier in her 35 years. A guitarist played Paco Bell's Canon as we walked down the pier. The barflies were ordered to stay inside the restaurant on the beach side of the pier. There's also a bar at the ocean side of the pier. Those patrons were also told to stay put until the ceremony concluded. A couple of unshaven good old boys with fishing poles and long necks walking through while vows were exchanged would definitely upset the ambiance. We arrived at the arch. Lynn and I each received a kiss from Casey and stepped back, our duties concluded. There is no who gives away this bride. I was relieved to learn this ahead of time. For one thing, Casey definitely wasn't mine to give away, not at age 35. Besides, I always considered the question rather anachronistic. It was a lovely, simple ceremony. Jeff was predictably nervous and adorably flubbed a line or two. In the background below, sunbathers stretched out along the tan sands of the beach that give the place its name. After unseasonably cool weather a few days earlier when we arrived, temperatures were Chamber of Commerce perfect. Soon, Reverend Jan pronounced the couple married. Once again, I was the father of a bride, and the party could begin. The week before, my mind wandered back through memories of Casey's childhood. How she could sleep in a corner as a toddler through a loud party with a stereo blaring. There's a photo of her at about 2, sitting on a back porch swing with her late godfather, Michael. Me teaching her to drive a stick shift when she was 13, in the pasture behind our house. Casey performing at halftime as a member of the Lufkin Panther Pride Drill Team. Her graduating from the University of Texas having made just 1 B in 4 years. Lots of good memories. Jeff will make a fine son-in-law and a good husband. I'm confident of that, and grateful that he loves my daughter. After all, what more could a dad ask?
Commentator Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College. You can find his work at garyborders.com.